感谢主，今天有十五位的弟兄姐妹，他们啊受洗啊归入主的名下。
We thank God that there are 15 brothers and sisters who have accepted Christ and are part of God's family.
也特别谢谢啊 Andrew 还有 Lydia 他们刚才分享的见证。
We also thank Andrew and Lydia for their testimonies.
从他们两位分享的见证，我们知道今天刚刚受洗的这十五位弟兄姐妹，他们都在生命中经历了耶稣基督。
So from their testimonies, we can see that they have experienced Jesus Christ in their lives.
这位基督是死在十字架上，第三日复活，赦免他们的罪。
This Jesus Christ died for them on the cross and was resurrected on the third day and saved them.
改变了他们的生命。
And this changed their lives.
每一位基督徒不仅是让耶稣基督做他的救赎主使我们的罪得到赦免。
So for every Christian, we don't only want Jesus to be our redeemer or savior, but also to be the Lord of our lives.
对，更重要是做我们生命的主，来改变我们的生命能够被更新。生命的更新改变不是成为耶稣门徒的条件。
So this will change. This is the way that we can change us, and it's a prerequisite for being a Christian.
因为并不是我们靠我们自己，先使我们自己改变好了以后，才能够成为基督徒。
Because it's not based on our own power to get better for us to become a Christian.
相反的，生命的改变是我们成为基督门徒的一个结果。
But actually our change in our life is a result of our relationship with Jesus Christ.
是主塑造门徒的生命的标志。
And it is a sign or a hallmark of discipleship.
我们的生命在许多的层面上都会被耶稣基督改变。
So our lives will be changed by Jesus Christ in many different aspects.
今天早上我们要从马太福音第十章从34节到39节，我们要来看基督徒当中的两个生命改变的标志。
So we want to look at from Matthew chapter 10 verses 34 to 39, the two hallmarks or two signs of being a Christian.
主耶稣在马太福音十章34到39告诉我们，一个门徒在信主之前和他信主之后，生命里会有两个不同的地方，不再一样，这是门徒的标志。
So Matthew chapter 10 tells us that there are two very distinct changes after a person becomes a Christian, and those are the signs of discipleship.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，让我们这些不配的人能够来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you allow us as unworthy people to come into your house to worship you.
你是万主之主，你是万王之王。
And you're the Lord of lords and King of kings.
你竟然拯救我们这些不配的人。
And yet you save us as unworthy people.
使得我们能够成为神的儿女。
So that we can become your children.
今天我们来敬拜你。
Father, today we want to come and worship you.
让我们的全心全人的把我们自己献上奉献给你。
We want to offer our whole self to you.
是将我们自己奉献给你，而不是我们想要在这里得着什么。
We want to sacrifice ourselves to you and not to get something here.
因为你是那配得的。
Because you're worthy.
愿今天我们的敬拜。
May our worship today.
愿我们在今天在这里分享的话语。
And the words that we share today.
你自己在我们当中所做的工。
And the work that you are doing in our midst.
使得一切的颂赞荣耀都归给你。
So that all praise and glory be to you.
祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
门徒生命的改变的一个标志。
So one of the hallmarks of discipleship.
是爱主胜于一切。
That we would love the Lord more than anything.
我们人生的价值观的优先次序都会被改变，我们愿意把主放在我们生命的首位。
The value system, our priorities would all change, that we would be willing to put Jesus on the top.
我们愿意全心的来爱他。
We want to love God with all of our heart.
我们一起来念马太福音的十章三十四到三十七节。我们先用中文，然后再用英文。
We'll read Matthew chapter 10 verses 34 to 39, first in Chinese and then in English.
你们不要想我来是叫地上太平。我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上东刀兵。因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱女儿过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Let's read from verse 34. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
这段经文很容易让人误解为跟随耶稣的人必须以他的家人生疏。
So people may misunderstand this passage and say that we need to be against our family members in order for us to be Christians.
跟随耶稣去的人不能爱自己的父母，不能爱儿女。
So if we're a follower of Christ, we cannot love our parents or our children.
为什么耶稣说我来本不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀剑？
Why did Jesus say that I have come not to bring peace to the earth? Oh, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace.But a sword.
我们要了解这段话，我们必须从犹太人的文化来看，才能够明白耶稣的意思。
We to understand this passage, this verse, we must look at it from the Jewish perspective.
在当时，犹太人如果他们有两个人，他们为了一件事情争执不下，而且旁边的人他们也有不同的意见。
So if there's a dispute between two Jews and there are people around them who are also in disagreement,
那唯一解决的方法呢，就是拿一把刀在地上画一条线。
So the only way to resolve this dispute is to get a sword and draw a line in the ground.
然后能够表决，如果赞成我的，站在线的这一边；如果是赞成对方的，站在线的那一边。
And then we will allow people to vote. Those who agree with me will stand on this side of the line. Those who agree with my opponent will stand on the other side of the line.
所以动刀兵的意思不是说用刀兵去打杀。
So to use a sword doesn't mean to use it to kill someone.
而是为了要表明立场。
But to establish a position.
当我们信了耶稣以后，我们就会发现耶稣所说的话真的是太真实了。
After we become Christians, we see that Christ's word is very true.
因为有些人信了耶稣以后，发现他在家里很难跟家人能够好好的说话。
Because some of us, after we become a Christian, we find it very difficult for us to have a conversation with our family members.
因为还没有信主。主的人讲起话来，如果话不投机啊，三句都会嫌多。
So when we're talking with them, if we can't connect with them, even three sentences are too much.
因为我们的价值观、我们的角度、看法都不一样。
Because our value system, our perspective has completely changed.
所以就会造成我们跟我们的家人的关系越来越疏远。
So that we would be more and more distant from our family members.
也是因为这样子，有些人为了不幸的妻子或是丈夫而放弃信仰，他不再来敬拜主。
So for the same reason, some Christians would give up their faith for the sake of their spouse.
所以我们可以明白为什么耶稣说人的仇敌就是自己家里的人了。
And this is why Jesus said, a man's enemies will be the members of his own household.
因为不信的家人，他要把你变回到你以前不信主那个时候。
Because your unbelieving members of your household will want to change you to be the way that you were before you became a Christian.
为了要让你的看法你还是跟以前一样，所以让你离开爱你为你主的死，为你而死的这个主。
So to change your perspective so that you will be going against the Lord that loves you and that died for you.
所以如果我们没有把主放在我们生命的首位，我们就没有办法帮助我们还没有信主的这些家人。
So if we don't put Jesus first, then we really cannot help our family members who are unbelievers.
反而我们会成为他们信主的一个绊脚石。
Instead, we become stumbling blocks for them to come to know the Lord.
并不是说我们的家人不好。
It's not that our family members are not good.
神赐给我们的家人还有许多的事物都是非常美好的。
God gives us our family, and it's really good.
这些都是神所赐给我们的。
And these are all from God, blessings from God.
但是我们常常容许这些的恩典、这些祝福拦阻我们自己跟神、跟主的关系。
But we sometimes use these, cause these blessings to become barriers to our relationship with God.
我们容许让这些祝福反而成为不让我们让耶稣来做我们生命的主。
So these blessings turn out to block us.From the blessings that God wants to give us.
在37节说，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Verse 37 says, anyone who loves their father and mother more than me is not worthy of me.
爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
主耶稣说的非常的清楚，不是不要爱我们的父母，不要爱我们的儿女。
Jesus is very clear here. He did not say, don't love your parents or don't love your children.
他在这边是说怎么样？
What does he say here?
爱的怎么样？
What does he say?
不要过于爱我。
Don't love them more than you love me.
不要爱父母儿女过于爱我。
Don't love your father or mother more than you love me.
耶稣的意思是说，我在你心中的地位必须比你的父母、比你的儿女或是其他的事物更加重要。
What Jesus is saying that my position, my affection in your life needs to be over that of your parents and your children.
我们如果把耶稣这句话，我们从另外一个角度来看，从正面的角度来看。
If we turn it around into the positive way of thinking about this,
用超过对父母的爱来爱我，就配做我的门徒。
That anyone who loves me more than their parents is worthy to be my disciple.
用过于对儿女的爱来爱我，就配做我的门徒。
And anyone who loves me more than their son and daughter is worthy of me.
这样来看来，耶稣不仅是要我们把他放在我们生命中的首位，他还有一个更深的含义。
So not only does he want us to put God, put Jesus Christ first, but there's actually a deeper meaning.
他要的是我们对他的爱。
He wants our love for him.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的爱我们的主吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, do we really love our Lord?
我们读经，我们祷告，我们也来到教会聚会，甚至侍奉。
We read the Bible, we pray, we serve our God, we come to church, and we even serve God in church.
但我们是把这些当作只是一个尽义务一个责任。
But do we treat these as just simply responsibilities to fulfill?
我们的祷告生活枯燥吗？
Is our prayer life really dry?
我们觉得我们的读经是一个例行的事吗？
And do we treat our Bible reading as simply just a routine?
还是我们根本没有读经，没有祷告？
Or maybe we don't pray and we don't read the Bible.
我们生活的动力是什么？
What is the motivation for our life?
耶稣不是说尽你的责任。
God doesn't say just to fulfill your responsibilities.
耶稣也不是在这边说，你只是要让我做你生命中的主。生命中的首位。
And Jesus didn't say, I simply just want you to put me first in your life.
耶稣说你要来爱我。
Jesus said, I want you to love me.
这种爱是我们门徒的一个标志。
And this love is a hallmark of our, of discipleship.
人的性情得以改变，关键不在于意志力，也不在于人所付出的努力。
Our temperament, personalities may change, so it's not what we can give to God.
这方面我们在过去有许许多多的这些失败的经验。
And we have many examples of failure from the past.
关键我们人要被改变，关键在于在这不同的爱的当中，在我们生命里面，我们知道怎么样有一个正确的优先次序。
So in order to change this, we need to know who are the object of our love is and to have the right priorities.
如果我们把我们父母亲对我们的看法看得太重要，我们就被父母亲的看法抓得紧紧的。
If we pay too much attention to our parents' opinions, then we would be captivated by what they say, what they think.
如果我们非常在意在 Facebook 上面，在 Twitter 上面这些朋友对我们的看法，我们就被他们辖制了。
And we would likewise be controlled by our friends if we pay too much attention to what our friends say on Facebook or on Twitter.
如果金钱和事物这些财业啊，我们在事业上的发展对我们来说太重要了，我们就被这些事情来掌管。
And similarly, if we pay too much attention to the money or to our career, then we would be controlled by these.
奥古斯丁曾经说过，在一本书里面讨论这样的一个问题，他说有两种方法可以得到自由。
So Augustine once discussed this topic in a book, and he said there are two ways to obtain freedom.
一种是用恨的方式。
One is to use hate.
就是说主动的在心里说我的父母心不了解那些拒绝我的人他们根本不明白不懂
or to say that in my heart that my parents don't understand me and my friends online they also don't understand what I'm going through
所以借着用这种恨的方式或许可以从当中得到一点点的释放
so maybe through this hatred that we can find some relief
但如果要真正的被改变奥古斯丁说我们必须拥有基督的爱
But Augustine said that if for us to really have experiences change, we really need to have the love of Christ.
因为耶稣基督的爱是这样的真实，以至于所有其他的事物都黯然失色。
Because the love of Christ is so real, everything else really pales in comparison.
所以换句话说，我们必须把耶稣基督放在我们生命当中是那最美的一位，是我们最爱的一位。
So we need to place Jesus Christ where He is the most beautiful one, the one that we love the most.
耶稣基督的门徒必须对耶稣基督充满感情。
So we must have that passion for our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们没有爱主胜于一切，我们就不是他的门徒。
If we don't love the Lord more than everything else, then we cannot be His disciples.
主耶稣说：“你要让我居首位。”
Jesus said, "I want you to put me first."
他还说你要爱我。
He said, I want you to love me.
胜于一切。
To love me more than everything else.
门徒生活被改变的标志。
And what, the other sign of a hallmark of discipleship.
除了爱主胜于一切，还有要活出新的身份。
Other than to love the Lord more than anything is to live out a new identity.
门徒在生活里面呈现出他有一个新的自我价值和身份。
The disciple needs to live out that there's a new identity and a new worldview.
这个价值和身份是被主耶稣所定义的，新的定义。
And this identity and this value system is defined by God.
我们想来念38节到39节，我们先用中文，再用英文。
Let's read verses 38 and 39. We'll read in Chinese first and then in English.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。得着生命的将要失上生命，为我失上生命的将要得着生命。
Verse 38, whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it.
耶稣在这边并不是说你们要背起我的十字架，耶稣的十字架来跟从我。
Jesus did not say that you need to carry my cross.
所以耶稣并不是说你们要背着我的教导来跟从我。
And he did not say that you need to take up my teachings and follow me.
耶稣不是说你们要来背着我的榜样来跟从我。
Jesus didn't say that you need to take up my example and follow me.
靠着我们自己，这些我们都做不到。
Based on our own abilities, we can't do any of these.
我们只会让这个重担越来越重，甚至被压垮。
We will only allow this burden to be heavier and heavier, and eventually we will be crushed.
耶稣是说谁的十字架？
Jesus, whose cross is Jesus referring to?
是我们自己的十字架。
It's our own cross.
耶稣说你们要背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
That we need to take up our own cross and to follow him.
什么是我们自己的十字架？
And what is our own cross?
有人说我那又懒脾气又暴躁的老公是我的十字架。
Maybe some of you would say that my cross is this lazy husband that I have.
有人说那个蛮横的、专横的、苛刻的老板是我的十字架。
Oh, this very bossy, very harsh boss is my cross.
对他们来说，背起自己的十字架，就是对自己的这些要去忍受这些所有对自己的折磨。
So what they think is that picking up the cross, taking the cross means to endure all this hardship in life.
有这样想法是因为他不明白十字架的意义。
To have this kind of thinking is to not understand the real meaning of the cross.
背起十字架，在耶稣的时代只有一种的解释。
To pick up the cross, to take up the cross, there's only one interpretation, one meaning in Jesus' time.
就是知道自己是一个已经被钉死罪的人。
To know that I am a criminal that has been nailed to the cross.
我们如何把自己当作是一个已经被钉死罪的人。
To know how we are a criminal that has been nailed to the cross.
主耶稣是说，跟从我的门徒，你要意识到当我死在十字架上的时候，你也已经死。
So to know that you are a disciple means that you know that when Jesus died on the cross, you died as well.
你要与我认同。
That you need to identify with me.
也就是说，当我们相信主耶稣基督的那一刻，我们就已经与耶稣基督一同死。
So the moment that we believe in Jesus Christ, we have already died with him.
这什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
这意味着在如今，在神的眼中，我们所有的罪债都已经被还清了。
So in Jesus' eyes, all of our sins have already been paid.
我们的生命是在耶稣基督里。
And our life is in Christ.
当如今神在看着你我的时候，
So when God looks at you and looks at me,
他所看到是耶稣基督他所成就的一切。
He sees what Jesus Christ has already accomplished on the cross.
因此我们身为耶稣门徒的我们，
So as disciples of Jesus Christ,
我们要记得我们已经与耶稣基督同死，我们不必再用什么来证明自己。
That we have already died with Christ, we don't need to prove ourselves anymore.
我们要记得我们已经被接纳了，耶稣基督已经付上这个代价，已经成就了一切。
That Jesus Christ has already paid the price and we have already been accepted.
耶稣他在39节说，
And in verse 39, Jesus says,
得着生命的将要失上生命，为我失上生命的将要得着生命。
Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it.
生命这个字并不是指我们肉身的生命。
And this life doesn't refer to our physical life.
并不是说我们需要 为耶稣基督上掉我们自己肉身的生命，才可以得着一个新的肉身的生命。
And it doesn't mean that we need to lose our physical life for Christ in order to obtain a new physical life.
生命这个字在原文的意思有讲到是自我。
What this word life refers to in the original language is self.
耶稣意思是说，我们获得自我价值还有身份的这个旧有的方式必须要除去。
That we need to lose our old way of valuing ourselves.
对于这些过去自我价值和身份，对我们来说就好像是死了一样。
So all these values that we think are important, those are all dead.
主耶稣会给我们一个全新的身份。
God will give us a brand new identity.
我们会得到一个全新的自我。
And that we will have a brand new self.
过去我们获得自我的价值和身份的方式。
In the past, the way that we obtain value or identity,
可能我们会觉得必须要有拥有一个温馨的家，有爱我的配偶，有爱我的父母和儿女，否则我的生命没有意义。
So in order to have those, I must have a loving spouse, a wonderful family with parents and children that love me. Otherwise, there will be no meaning for me in life.
如果我没有配偶，如果我没有小孩的话，我的人生就不完全。
If I don't have a spouse or don't have children, then my life is incomplete.
除非事业有成，除非有财富有地位，否则我就毫无价值。
Unless I have money or unless I have a position or a career in life, I would be worthless.
如果我们把我们自己的身份建立在这些世界上任何的东西上面
，If we build our identity on these things of the world,
我们永远无法知道我们是否能够真正的得到。
Then we will never really know whether we have truly obtained these.
如果我们得到了，我们又会不满足。
Even if we can obtain it, we would not be satisfied.
或者我们害怕会失去已经拥有的。
Or we would be afraid to lose what we already have.
一旦这些东西受到了威胁
，So once these things are threatened,
我们就会忧心，会挂虑。
That we would be really worried, anxious,
甚至整个人都会崩溃。
And that we would not be able to withstand the pressure.
耶稣说。为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
It says that whoever loses their life for my sake will find it.
他告诉我们不要借着去获得世界上的东西来得到自我的价值。
And for us to not value ourselves based on the things of this world.
相反的，我们要把我们生命中的一切建立在耶稣基督身上和他为我们所成就的一切。
On the other hand, what we should do is that we should build on top of Jesus Christ and what he has already accomplished.
我们有一个新的自我，这并不是一个一次意志性的行动决定。
And to have this new self is not just a one-time decision that we make.
我们来看耶稣怎么对我们说。
Let's see what Jesus tells us.
耶稣是说，背起十字架来跟从我。
It says to take up the cross and follow me.
请注意，跟从并不是一次的动作。
And this follow is not just a one-time act.
跟从耶稣不是一次的选择。
And to follow Jesus is not just a one-time decision that we make.
而是一个旅程。
But it's a journey.
也就是说，做主的门徒是一个生命的旅程。
What that this means is that to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we are going on a journey with Him.
这是一个过程，需要在每一天的生活里面，知道救我的自我价值和身份都是死的。要活出一个主赐给我们新的身份。
To know that this is a process that our old value system have died and that we need to establish our value system, our identity in Christ.
主耶稣在马太福音十章三十四到三十九节所说的这一段话。
Jesus tells us from Matthew chapter 10 verses 34 to 39.
不光是给今天受洗的十五位的弟兄姐妹。
It's not just for the 15 brothers and sisters who were baptized today.
也是给我们每一个已经信主。多年的基督徒
But it's also for those of us who have been Christians for many, many years.
每一位主的门徒都必须要有这样的一个标志。
Every disciple of Jesus Christ must have these hallmarks.
能够爱主胜于一切。
To love Christ more than anything else.
活出新的生命。
And to live out
活出新的身份。
And to live out this new identity.
但我们不要以为做主的门徒就是使我们得救的一个途径。
And not to say that, to think that just being a disciple is to be a means of being saved.
如果我们委身，全然的委身，我们愿意将耶稣基督放在我们生命的首位，我们就能够讨神的喜悦，我们就可以得救。
If we are willing to sacrifice ourselves and put God first, then we can receive salvation.
如果我们这样子想的话，我们就不明白耶稣所说的这句话的意义。
If we think this way, then we don't really understand what Jesus is saying here.
我们要来看清楚这个正确的次序。
We need to understand the correct order.
耶稣并不是说你们来跟从我，我便为你们死在十字架上。
Jesus didn't say, "You come and follow me, and then I will die on the cross for you."
耶稣是说我为你死在十字架上，因此你来跟从我。
Jesus said, "I have already died on the cross for you. Therefore, come and follow me."
我们不是因为做了主的门徒而得救。
We're not saved because we're his disciples.
我们能够成为门徒，完全是因为理会了耶稣他为拯救我们所做的一切。
We are disciples because we can clearly understand what Jesus has already done for us.
如果我们当中还有还没有信主的朋友
，If there are among us those who have not accepted Christ.
今天你领会了耶稣在十字架上为你所成就的。
Today you understood what Jesus has already done for you on the cross.
愿意承认你的罪，让耶稣基督来赦免你，成为你的生命的主。
And that you're willing to accept His forgiveness and make Him the Lord of your life.
现在你就可以回应。
You can respond to Him now.
我们当中是已经信主。
If those of us who are already Christians,
我们对主的爱心渐渐冷淡了。
And that our love for Jesus Christ has grown cold.
同样，今天现在我们就可以回应主。
Now is the time to respond to God.
我们愿意在每一天的生活的里面背起自己十字架来跟从主耶稣。
So every day our living, everyday life, we need to take up the cross and follow Jesus.
爱主胜于一切。
To love Him more than anything else.
活出新的身份。
To live out this new identity.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们过去想要凭着自己，让自己更好，不再说谎，不再懒惰。
We want to use our own abilities to not lie, to not be lazy anymore.
不再去怨恨别人。
Not to hate other people.
但是我们失败了无数次。
But we have failed so many times.
但因为主耶稣基督，你从天上来到这个世上。
But because Jesus Christ, you came down to earth from heaven.
你为我们的罪死在十字架上
and that you died for us on the cross,
使得我们的罪被付上代价我们的罪能够得到赦免
so that our sins have been paid for and our sins can be forgiven
你赐给我们一个新的生命
that you give us a new life
你赐给我们一个新的身份
and you give us a new identity
再也没有人能够从我们的身上能够夺去
and no one can take that away from us
没有人能够让我们与神隔绝
and no one can separate us from the love of God
我们在神的眼中是宝贝的
and that we are valuable in God's eyes.
在耶稣基督里面我们是成圣
and that we are righteous in Jesus Christ.
谢谢你让我们在耶稣基督里面我们不再有害怕
We thank you that we don't need to be afraid anymore in Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面我们有永远的满足
and that we have fulfillment in Jesus Christ.
主你来帮助我们让我们知道我们愿意跟随你不是一次的决定
and help us to understand that following you is not just a one-time decision
而是愿意在我们的生活的里面天天的来跟随你
but in our lives to follow you every moment
主我们相信主 你要让我们在我们的生活当中能够活出这个生命被改变的一个标志
Father we know that you want us to live out these hallmarks of discipleship in our lives
以至于我们周围人都能够看见
so that the people around us can clearly see it.
我们的改变完全是因为主耶稣基督
and that our change is all because of Jesus Christ.
他们也要愿意能够来得着主你要所赐给他们的福分
and they're also willing to come before you to obtain this blessing.
我们愿意让我们的生命能够彰显你的荣耀
We want to use our lives to show your glory.
我们为今天受洗的这些人献上感谢。
We thank you for these brothers and sisters who were baptized today.
今天若是我们当中也有愿意祷告接受你的，主你都听见，你要进入到他们的生命当中。
If those of us who wanted to accept Christ today, we know that you have already heard their prayers and you are living in their lives.
我们当中过去有软弱的基督徒，今天我们愿意的再次的委身。
And for those of us who are weak as Christians, we're willing to sacrifice ourselves.
主，你从来没有舍弃我们。
That you don't abandon us.
主，你要来加添我们力量。
That you will give us power.
你要与我们同行。
And that you will walk with us.
使得在我们的软弱当中能够显出你的刚强。
So that in our weakness we can demonstrate your strength.
谢谢你照着你的信实跟恩典。 临到我们的身上。
We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives.
我们这样祈求祷告呢，是奉靠主耶稣的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.